We're on the telephone with Carrie Cleghorn, who is Chief Operating Officer for the Iowa Soybean Association. Carrie, I understand you're on a trade mission in the Philippines this week. Talk about that and what you've done so far.
Sure. This is an annual trade mission that has been going on for many, many years. The Philippines is our number one meal buyer. And many companies here in the Philippines are very loyal to the U.S. farmers and suppliers and source their soybean meal 100% from the U.S. And so we have a lot of exchanges. We have a couple of teams from the Philippines that come to the U.S. During the year. And then we have this annual event here. We do a trade mission here, do some industry visits. But we also host a big reception and Christmas party, frankly. The Filipinos love Christmas, start celebrating it early, and so we host a Christmas party here for the industry. So that's what we're doing here this week.
Well, it may surprise some people to hear, I guess it surprises me, that they're the number one meal buyer from the U.S. So they have a pretty significant livestock industry there?
They do pork and poultry. And that will switch sometimes, Ken, with Mexico. Sometimes Mexico will be number one, but Philippines is always number one or number two.
Okay. And is there a livestock industry growing there?
It is. It really is. Their pork consumption is the highest per capita of any country in Southeast Asia, and followed by poultry. So it is growing.
So what are the prospects right now for the upcoming year for the sales there?
Well, there has been an uptick in their orders this year. They're up considerable, I think about 30% from the U.S. this year. And they seem to think that there's going to still be a lot of growth. Their GDP is growing and their population continues to grow. So they believe there's a bright future.
And is that uptick, is that related to, I guess, lower prices, taking advantage of that right now, or are there other factors at work?
Well, I think I do think that lower prices has something to do with that, certainly. The quality has a lot to do with it. I think they like the consistency of the delivery system. You know, I think that consistency is important to them, that they get their loads on time. And so that speaks to our transportation system, certainly.